This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot at all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Saturday, 9 March in the year of our Lord, 2024. 240 days in a wake up until game day. How do we stay so alert and on top of things here in the War Room? Warpath Coffee helps. In the morning, warpath.coffee/warroom. You get your discount. Check it all out. Get every type of blend known to man. So go check it out. I love the dark roast. You guys know that Mariner's blend. If you try that, we've worked a couple of years to make sure it's not quite as acidic as some dark roast coffee. I think you'll love it, but check it out. You'll love the breakfast blends, all of it. Tej Gill and the team over at Warpath Coffee. Also, Sacred Human Health, sacredhumanhealth.com. The grass-fed beef livers, the reports we've got from folks taking it, the surge of energy caused the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom. Grass-fed beef liver at sacredhumanhealth.com. Check it out. Get jacked up. We got a lot of work to do. Dave, I might disagree, and it's maybe just terminology, and we can discuss it later next week. We got more time, but I'm not so sure the country's lost, because the more I go around the country and talk to the Warren Posse and talk to people,
Yeah. They're
more galvanized than ever in a steely-eyed realism of what this nation stands for. And so in this righteous indignation, now we have a group, it's kind of like the Catholic Church. I mean, the Catholic Church's corruption's in the bishops and in clergy. You've got to be blunt about it. It's ridiculous, and all the way to Rome and the Vatican, the whole deal. It's reaching now. It's obscene, and what they're taking money now from the federal government. As by the way, the Lutherans are, and the Hebrew group down there, and the Adventists. So this is not just the Catholics' hands are dirty. The Catholics' hands are dirty because maybe the dirtiest because the Catholic Relief Organization, Catholic Charity, as Ben Burkham has shown, is the worst of trafficking people through. And that's what they are, as traffickers. So the whole thing's rotten to the core, and that's why so many – and they're kicking all the good priests out, and this is why you have a fight in the church, and it's only going to get bigger. But I'm not so sure the country – because I meet people that are steely-eyed, and we'll talk about it more in the week, but I get a strong sense that people – and this has been this great awakening – they've gone back and start with the Tea Party and the Constitution. Remember the Tea Party, the beginning of everybody started to reread the Constitution and study the foundational documents of our country. And we've developed since then. But people understand what this country stands for. They understand what's been bequeathed to us. They understand the providential nature. And if they call you a Christian nationalist because you think this is the New Jerusalem and you think that this country is a providential country, then then call it. Then if that's your term, then I wear it proudly. This is a providential country. This is the New Jerusalem. And that's one of the reasons we got to fight so hard for it. We're not prepared to let these barbarians, and that's what they are, as barbarians and savages, just like came against Rome in what, the 4th and 5th century. There's no difference. They're just pure savages. If you look in the streets, and I say this again, I want to reiterate, the pro-Palestinian movement in this country is the single most anti-American movement you've ever seen, because it combines this radical atheistic neo-Marxism with Sharia supremacism, okay? Full stop. And you see how and people think it's going to go away. It ain't going to go away. You look at England, it ain't going away there. You look at France, it's not going away there. So if you want to bury your head in the sand and be a coward, God bless you. It's a free country. You're free men and women. Do what you want. But hey, for those of us that are going to take a stand here, we're going to take a stand, and we're not going to back down an inch. And here's the beauty of it. We are ascendant right now, and they know that. That's why they're hating on, not just the show, they're hating on Trump, because without Trump, they know, Trump's providential. Trump is an instrument of the living God. And I know they hate when I say that, but he's not a churchy guy. Trump's not a churchy guy at all, right? But he's an instrument of the living God. And this is why he is a man whose individual fate and destiny is tied up, inextricably linked to the fate and destiny of this republic for only the third time in our history. General Washington being the first, President Lincoln being the second, President Trump being the third. Dave Brat, I know we got a lot of capital market stuff to do, and we'll get to it next week, but I want to give you a minute to just talk about one that's got a hair on fire from a guy that's been pretty good about debt. Give me a minute on Rubini.
Yeah, and I do agree. The country, meaning the people, are not lost, right? I'm the country, the elites, the institutions. We have just an onslaught coming against us. Education, the Fortune 500, et cetera. So when I say that, my constituents, I had some of the greatest Americans, and we're going to fight the fight. Yeah, Nouriel Roubini, economics. You know, I've liked him in the past when he stays to economics. But this piece he's got up right now kind of takes off from the ground we were just plowing. It's really a moral piece. Yeah. And as an economist, he's got no more claim to that realm than any of us. He's talking about the short run versus the long run, global outcomes for everybody.
Lost him. I got a punch. Let me tell you, let's try to reboot him, but I got a punch anyway. Dave, that's Dave Brat. We're going to get into this all next week, so we'll give you his social media. There's a lot going on. Lead story in the New York Post today and Daily Mail are, wait for it, backups to Brian Costello and the team that have been all over this sister of Elaine Chao, the murder investigation into her. It's now a thing because it's the lead on two of the biggest news sites in the world. Want to give a hat tip to Colonel Harvey and to Brian Costello. Been working this nonstop. We're going to have those guys back on Monday. Don't have time to do it today, but make sure Grace and Mo, I'll have it up on Getter later, but Grace and Mo will push that out, and hopefully the great team over at Midnight Rider. I want to go to Noel Frisch. Noel, we started the show with Cash about this breaking news of Molly Hemingway's great reporting over at the Federalist about what she's talking about on J6. You broke a story a couple of weeks ago, and now we've had a development. It's quite odd. No, here's what I don't understand. You identified and working with that, and it had come out a little bit before, but it's like Bartley at the Wall Street Journal said, it ain't a scoop until you treat it like a scoop, and you guys did a great job. It was about a guy that had a weapon and used the weapon during J6, discharged it, and nothing had happened to him in 3 years. So you do your story. You're out there. We get you on the show. It blows up. Give the audience an update. NBC News is reporting what, sir?
Well, I wish I could say that it blew up, Steve, after you had us on so graciously about a month ago now. Emmanuel Benuelos is the person of interest here who was arrested in Illinois. He NBC News reported that he had a firearm back in 2021, 2022, after sedition hunters tracked him down. National File, working together with Derek Evans and J6footage.org, and Derek's running for Congress out in West Virginia, broke this. Derek himself, a political prisoner of the Biden regime, and of course, as you guys rightly noted, resistance and rebellion to Joe Biden is obedience to God, Steve, so count us in. So we obtained this footage of this gentleman or thug or asset firing off this weapon right at 2:30 in the afternoon from a scaffolding on the West Terrace of the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. And that footage has been out there. The feds have had that footage forever. And while we were in the process of breaking it, Ryan Riley from NBC News comes into the mentions and tries to scoop it under the rug and the carpet preemptively. And that's what they're doing here. Last night, it took them a month. They found where John Emmanuel Benuelos is. They arrested him. They've taken him to court, I guess, and arraigned him maybe. And NBC News is rushing to the Friday afternoon news dump on March the 8th to try to get out ahead of this thing and make it look like the feds are hot on the trail of this guy who squeezed off these couple of rounds as some sort of a signal or an inciting incident there on January the 6th. The whole thing is very, very sketchy. If you ask me, this is Ray Epps on steroids times 10. It's absurd that this guy fired a weapon, and every grandma who steps on the wrong blade of grass gets a publicly televised enema.
I mean, how does that, seriously, Noel, how does that happen? Has a guy, you've got the footage, climbs up a scaffold, lets off a weapon, right, on this day, and all they're focused on is guys with guns. How does it take 3 years, and really you guys blowing the story up, and Derek Evans and the people over there that are checking the footage, to really put it back in the people's minds, because the original reporting of this has been forgotten. How can they, like you said, didn't they arrest a 78-year-old grandmother this week? How could it take 3 years to arrest a guy?
Look, this regime is illegitimate. They've made the affirmative decision, Steve, to adhere to this bogus narrative that this was an insurrection. Everyone knows that it was not an insurrection. The further time goes on, the more we're going to see that come out that proves that this thing was a total joke. You've got Chief Sund talking. You've got Tarik Johnson talking. Their whole narrative is falling apart. This was a bogus Reichstag fire type event that was put on. This week we had news of Kamala Harris leaving the building at 11 a.m. You might have seen that this week, Steve. That's huge news. A ton of the government's indicting documents and as evidence that there was danger and people were in danger in the Capitol building centered around Kamala Harris being in the building. She wasn't there. She left hours earlier. Steve, the thing is a joke. And again, we have to rebel against these tyrants. That's what has to happen. And you're in Virginia. You've got, I mean, it's not just the Democrats, Steve. You know this. It's a lot of the Republicans. Youngkin just voted to codify the protection of gay marriage. This stuff is just so backward and disgusting and abominable. It's time to start flipping some tables.
No, where do people go? You can flip tables over at National File because you guys are always the cutting edge of some pretty interesting stories. So where do people go for your social media? Where do they go for your stories?
So, yeah, nationalfile.com. And we have some more footage you'll see at j6footage.org with Derek Evans. Derek Evans, look, Derek Evans isn't even in Congress yet. And this guy, look what he's doing. He's forcing the Biden DOJ to do their flipping jobs. And he's not even in Congress yet. I wish some of the guys over in the Freedom Caucus would take this as seriously as he is.
Noel, thank you very much. Great reporting. And we're going to follow this one closely. You're absolutely correct. Something doesn't make sense here. Okay, Benzman joins us. Benzman, the thing the other day at Roxbury was amazing, but the time we have today is your story. I think Tucker's talked about it. He's retweeted it. Elon Musk is on it. The Biden regime is running from this one, baby. They got AP. They got everybody in the world fact-checking you. Tell us what the original story was, and why does this strike fear in the hearts of the Biden regime?
The Biden government has been authorizing the flights of hundreds of thousands of immigrants from foreign airports into U.S. ones. They announced it. They said they were going to do it, and then they shut up about it. And so did the media and everybody else. I just wanted to know where they were flying them into, and they wouldn't tell me. So we filed a Freedom of Information Act request. They ignored it. We sued. Now we're getting information, dribs and drabs, out of our lawsuit. The latest addition, I've been talking about this on your show for what, 6, 8, 9 months now, maybe a year already. The War Room Posse this is not strange new stuff to your audience, because we've been talking about it, but the government finally said why they won't give us the names of these airports, you know, where all these big city mayors are saying, hey, Greg Abbott is busing all these immigrants into us. You know, stop Greg Abbott, the Republican down there, from doing this to us, when all along it's really been the Biden government sending everybody in. And they won't give us the names of the airports on grounds that they're creating, their program is creating such a security vulnerability at those airports that were we to name them, bad actors would take advantage. So they're not telling us the names of the air. I just wrote that.
That would. Hang on 1 second. We're gonna go to break. I want to bring you back. It was over a year ago. Todd Benzman over a year ago. This is why this show is so important for you. A year ago, Todd Benzman came on and said, "Hey, here's what they're going to do. So they don't have this optics at the border. They're going to start flying them from foreign countries, particularly Mexico and Central America, directly into the United States and deep into the U.S. Ben's been back in a moment. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back. You can see it's pretty turbulent in the show today with the content we've got. There's another 10 stories we could have up that'd be just as intense. We thought these are the ones that need to be curated and brought to your attention today. Birch Gold, it's only going to get more turbulent. I would love to tell you that's not, but that's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen the day President Trump wins. It's not going to happen the day he takes office. I keep talking about these converging forces right now that he's going to have to deal with. If we lose the election, you know, Biden's going to continue. You laid out the other day exactly what's going to happen. So the American people know what this is about. Not a close call. Make a decision one side or the other. This is kind of an up or down vote of chaos and essentially anarchy, invasion of our country, a financial abyss that we're looking over because they continue to just print fiat currency on, you know, this absurd and obscene spending that even the political class of the Republican Party can't seem to stop. Won't stop, kind of gets on with it, enjoys it, is partnered with it. They may, you know, except for, you know, about 60 to 80 real patriots there in the Republican House, the rest are just part of the problem. And that's why this primary season, we're going to have a primary candidate up here in a moment. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to Philip Patrick and the team. They're accessible. These are the best experts in the business. Gold closed the other day, another all-time high. Interday, I think it got to 2190. So we're not here to give you personal financial advice, but to give you access to people who know what's going on. But you have to understand, the best thing to understand is the converging forces that are driving hedges, you know, things that can hedge against times of turbulence, like gold. Bitcoin's also at an all-time high. It's a little more complicated. But make sure you go talk to the people at Birch Gold, birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Benjamin, this is why you're a true asset to this country. You are. You put yourself in harm's way because there's very few. I mean, you've got Burquam and Oscar Blue Ramirez, and we've had Michael Young. Those guys are brawlers. I mean, I love them, but they're brawlers. I mean, they're like special forces guys. You would say they can dropped in anywhere. And I know Right. You come out of Texas DPS, the intelligence thing, but you're. And Kukurian, and I was with Kukurian the other night at a dinner where he was honored, and he's you guys at CIS are just fantastic. But you're a brawler too, but you're also a scholar, and you pinpointed this a year ago What's got the Biden regime in meltdown and got Elon Musk all worked up and Tucker all worked up? You on this show a year ago, you said exactly how they're going to do it. The optics are a problem. So here's what they're going to do. They're going to basically take them deep in these other countries and fly them right into the United States, and they're going to fly them into these airports, particularly, I don't want to say particularly red states or where they need them, but they're going to put these illegal aliens there, and then they're going to fight you tooth and nail and use every excuse in the world why they're not going to tell you actually where they sent them. And you called it to a T. We're in a place right now where the government, the this regime that people pay for with their taxes, will take illegal alien invaders that are not vetted, take them into the country, into the airports, and then when a guy like Bensman goes, hey, can you just tell us where they're going? Oh, no, 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 this is national security, because there's bad people listening to War Room and watching Bannon and you, Bensman, talk about this are going to get all worked up while they're out there murdering civilians. This is how the girl, this is how the nursing student, Nurse Riley down in Georgia, in Athens, got murdered in the sanctuary city. Todd Bensman.
Well, Elon Musk tweeted my work, and then Donald Trump at his victory speech on Tuesday talked about it two or three times, and of course that just supercharged the thing. The latest is, and by the way, the Associated Press and CNN came out and did fact check stories that when you fact check their fact checks, they're completely bogus, both of these things. And I did write a piece explaining that, you know, they absolutely did not undermine or undercut any of my reporting. All of this is true. None of it is. And even the way Trump characterized it in his Super Tuesday speech was accurate. And I told the AP reporter that I thought it was accurate. And he said, well, I'm on deadline. I can't put all, it'll confuse people. So his fact check was Donald Trump is wrong and so is Elon Musk, but not CIS. They're right. So whatever. It's just, we're in silly season. The important thing to know about all of this, the takeaway is that 23 House congressmen have now signed a letter to DHS demanding the end of this program and also demanding the names of those airports so that it's not just Todd Bensman and Center for Immigration Studies demanding.
But hang on. I got the fact they're demanding it. But if they had done their job, this is part of shutting down the border. This is all in the budget. It's all being paid for. It's a line item. This could have been shut down. This is why you force Biden to the table by saying, hey, there's no more money. Nothing else gets done. This is either national security crisis or it's not. You got military age men from the CCP blowing in here every day from all countries of the world, but the CCP sent them in here nonstop. You got them transporting these people deep into the United States, and they have the audacity not to be able to, oh, you can't give it because national security may have some, you know, may have some mean war room people show up and say something. No. The Republican Congress, sending a letter of a strongly worded letter is all BS. They had every opportunity to shut this government down exactly for these type of things. Say, hey, you can't secure the border until you stop the flights coming from Mexico and from Central America deep into the country, Todd Bensman.
I'll take all the help I can get to pressure the administration to release the information. I think we need to have pressure. And the reason it's important for the public to have that information, the other part of this that I think the American people deserve to know is that even though they're calling this legal, just as many people are entering the U.S. as would have had they just crossed illegally, and they're putting pressure on all of our tax infrastructure and all of our systems. Yes. And it's not just the AIR program. I've talked about this over and over till I'm like blue in the face, and I've written over and over about it, that they're also allowing them in over the land ports. Way more, 420,000 additionally are being just let in at the land ports. So you have 750,000, 800,000 people have been brought in this way. That nobody seems to know about, no matter how often we talk about it, no matter how often it gets reported. Even the House letter to DHS demanding information on the air flights program still doesn't include the land ports. program either, which is even more people, 400,000 more people. So I'm just saying that CBP1 is a major component. You can't talk about the border crisis at all unless you also include the CBP1 illegal entries. That it's basically the government organizing the illegal entries of people in a way that you can't 100%. See. Yeah.
They're organizing the whole thing, but this is one they hide. They want to hide. Todd, where do people go over the weekend to get caught up in everything? We'll talk about Roxbury next week. We got some great footage from it. Great job. People loved it. You sold a ton of books. Where do people go to get all your content?
You can go to the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org, and see my original reporting and also my response to the Associated Press bogus fact check, which seems to cast shade on everything but doesn't. Also right there. And you can follow me at Benzman Todd on X. I'm on Getter and I'm on Truth Social. And you can get my book Overrun anywhere books are sold.
Brother, fantastic. Great work. You got him rattled now. And President Trump, keep hammering. We're going to rattle him even more. Thank you, sir. Paulo, Brazil, you got breaking news for us of what's going on down there with our brethren that's imprisoned. What they're doing down there is shows you what's going to happen here in the United States if we don't get on the watchtower, sir.
Well, I have news regarding Felipe. The Department of Justice actually they manifested in favor of his release. So right now it's just on Justice Demorais' desk to decide if he's going to release him or not. But even the Department of Justice agreed that there's not enough sufficient evidence to keep him in prison. He is in a very bad condition in a Brazilian prison. Brazilian prisons are not like the U.S. prison. They're a very dangerous place. Can you imagine being in a Brazilian prison where 80% of the people are not white and being accused of being a white supremacist by the media? So he's in a very bad situation. I hope he gets released soon. I can't be too optimistic because, as we know, Demorais is a dictator, and the whole reason why he had Felipe in prison is to try to, psychologically torture him to the point that he says anything, plea a deal, and says anything against President Bolsonaro. So that's his whole game. So I don't know if he's going to be released or not, even with the opinion of the Department of Justice.
Real quickly, I'm going to hold you through the break. Real quickly, how dangerous is it for him in that prison? With this, a really bad element in there. How dangerous is it for him?
Well, he's in the same prison as murderers, as rapists, the drug dealers. He's in the general population. So a Brazilian prison, general population, you see the TV, all they have is mainstream media talking about his case and trying to portray him as a white supremacist. So he is in serious danger. And there's absolutely no reason to keep him there. He's not a flight risk. He was found at his home. The evidence that he was in the United States, that he entered. So what they're claiming is that he entered the United States undetected by CBP, and he left the United States undetected by CBP as well, and arrived in Brazil. I was watching Todd, it looks like a lot of people get in the U.S. undetected, but no, it was not for this case.
10 million, and that's the reason they locked it. It's to send a signal to the Bolsonaro movement, we're going to break you. Stick around, Paulo, for a short commercial break. Back in the war room in just a moment. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
You know, I had a massive cyber attack on the whole, like these medical services companies, the hospitals, I think even the pharmacies. We're going to try to get Benz and some other people that can break it down for us on Monday. But this should be a warning shot. These cyber attacks are just going to keep coming. Frank Gaffney, the team, actually said it's the roll-up and the predicate to maybe kinetic activity. You never know. But one thing in your own life, besides the Jace Medical, HomeTitleLock.com, go there and check it out right now. Make sure that cyber combined with artificial intelligence can't get to your title. Last thing you need is a second mortgage taken out in your name that you didn't know about with a hard money lender, because they don't want to hear your tears or your sob story once that loan's taken out. They want their money and they want their high interest rates. HomeTitleLock.com. Go check out today. Paolo, there's supposed to be a hearing about all this in Congress. It didn't happen. Why? What was the hearing about and why did it not happen, sir?
Well, it was insane and electrifying at the same time, because it taught us a lot about the global left network of relationship that you have been talking about in your show all the time. It goes from Latin America communist organizations to members of the United States Congress. So after I did the interview on Tucker Carlson, 10 million people watching with Eduardo Bolsonaro as well, I was invited to testify before the United States Congress at the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission in an event called Brazil, A Crisis of Democracy, Freedom, and the Rule of Law. It was organized by the co-chairman of the commission, Congressman Chris Smith, Republican from New Jersey. Besides myself, other Brazilian congressmen and foreign policy experts were going to testify. That includes members of Heritage Foundation. It was a very organized thing. And the goal was to assess the human rights violations, like the one I mentioned about Felipe, but including the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, due process, the things that are currently underway in Brazil, sponsored by the regime of Lula da Silva and Justice Alexandre de Moraes. But that was, and it was so significant for Brazil that we had a delegation of approximately 50 members of the Brazilian Congress, including congressmen and senators, confirmed to attend and seize this opportunity to have our voices heard. To my surprise, we received a call later on Thursday saying that the hearing had been blocked, and it had been blocked by Congressman Jim McGovern from Massachusetts, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and they had to temporarily postpone it. And more than that, Congressman Smith's staff mentioned that they were perplexed and they have never seen such a pushback for a simple hearing. And it's crazy, because if you look at McGovern's record, it's the reason why he blocked it's very clear. He's a very repugnant man. He's a social, according to the Wall Street Journal.
No, it's not crazy at all. This guy's one of the worst guys. This guy's a neo-Marxist, one of the worst guys in Congress. This hearing has to happen, and we're going to figure out how to have your back to do that. Also, I want to mention, as you told me, Glenn Greenwald, the great Glenn Greenwald, is doing a massive story on Philippe right now. Am I correct in that?
That's what I heard from him. And Glenn Greenwald has been doing some very fair reports on what's going on in Brazil. I mean, besides me, he's probably the only voice that's actually telling people what's going on in Brazil, which is very interesting, because Glenn and I, of course, we don't see eye to eye in many issues, but this is not a left and right subject. It's just a matter of freedom and basic human rights that are being violated every day in Brazil. Felipe's situation is just one out of many. We had more than 2,000 people arrested after our fake coup attempt, our January 8th, which was a copy of January 6th in the U.S. And these people are facing similarly to the United States, sentences of 17 years in prison in general population without the right of parole or anything. So it's the situation in Brazil is deteriorating very fast. The socialists are very well connected in Latin America. All Moraes needed was one phone call to the Democrats to block our hearing, and we're not.
These are not socialists. These are neo-Marxists. This is neo-Marxists, and you guys, the Bolsonaros, Eduardo, all of you have been fighting this down in Latin America, South America forever. Paulo, where do people go on social media? Where do they go? You're putting up great reporting. I know people want to follow this closely. We're also going to come back to you over the weekend. We're going to put our shoulder in the wheel to make sure this hearing takes place and the American people can hear you in a formal setting walk through this. And we're not going to let McGovern stop it. But where do people go in the interim? Where do they follow you?
Well, they can follow me on X. My X is in English only. Most of my shows are in Portuguese, but my X is English only. So at Rio P. Figueiredo, which is my name, that's where you can follow everything that's going on in Brazil. And I appreciate very much the help. The U.S. Congress needs to step up and hear, because Brazil matters. As you have been saying in your show for a long time, it's one of the only shows I've been saying that. And now Brazil is being pushed by the Biden administration, neo-Marxists like McGovern, to the arms of China. So it's very sad what's going on. Yeah.
Paulo, you guys are heroes down there. Keep fighting. We're going to have you back on. I'm getting back at this McGovern thing. We'll figure it out. And Portugal's coming our way also. A populist party going to win some big seats there. Rising populist nationalist movement in Portugal.
I'm Portuguese as well.
That
so
next week.
I'm Portuguese as well. I actually voted for Chega, which is the populist party. They're going to have at least 25% of the seats in Congress there. So very nice.
Chega is fantastic. We love him. Paulo, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
You see how they want to suppress the truth? McGovern, these guys don't want people getting in front of a microphone and start talking. One guy you're not going to stop is Darren Bailey up in Illinois 12. Mike Bost, one of the worst. This is a guy threatened to punch out in a heated meeting one time our own Matt Gaetz. This guy is as bad as they come. He's a mini-me McCarthy. I'm so glad, Darren, you're taking him on. Get us up to date on what's happening in the campaign.
First of all, God bless you for standing on that wall. People like you and people like Mike Lindell standing up, sticking your neck out, letting the American people truly know what's going on. So we've, here in Southern Illinois, it's the whole Southern Third, the 12th Congressional, probably one of the reddest districts in the nation. And now we are being represented by someone who has the same conservative score as Liz Cheney. You can find that on Heritage Action. You can find that on Conservative Review. We've got someone here who has voted multiple times for millions of people, giving them amnesty to come into our nation. The very problem that we thought was Chicago's problem is now becoming all of Illinois' problem. And the fact is, this man will not stick his neck out like you and like Mike Lindell, because obviously these people are career politicians. They're afraid, they're concerned about the next election cycle. And this is nonsense. Even right now, as I'm, that's one thing that we've been blessed here in Illinois is I'm a farmer, so I'm a hard worker, and I get out and I get to the people and I get this truth to them. And obviously, with all the DC PAC money he's got, he's trying to out message us, but people aren't buying it. We've got a website, amnestymike.com, and it shows all of his failures, and it's awesome, because when he tries to tell the people that no, I didn't do that, obviously it's we've got the proof that says that he does. I think Southern Illinois is ready for change. We need more fighters like Mary Miller, like Matt Gaetz, to stand up, to stand against the grain, to stick our neck out and say enough is enough. And many times, as I have learned in one term as an Illinois representative and one term as an Illinois senator, many times no is the answer. We don't want more government. We need less regulation in our life. That's how you get lower taxes. And we need the people who are not going to be bought out and bought and paid for to stand up and to stand against this nonsense. And that's exactly what I intend on doing.
Darren, tell people real quickly about the district itself, and particularly downstate Illinois. I keep saying this is, you get outside of Chicago, and by the way, Chicago's turning MAGA too, right? There's just so much corruption and stealing up there. Those folks in Chicago are good folks. The minority, the black community up there is coming our way. But downstate, that's MAGA country, man. We can't have a guy, we can't have a mini-me McCarthy representing MAGA country, can we?
No, we cannot. And that's why in Illinois, that's why here in the, especially in the state legislature, we have a, we're in the, Republicans are in the super minority. And that's what I tell people. We're in this super minority because Republicans will not stand on our message. So you're right. Southern Illinois is solid. It's farming. It's coal. It's oil. All of those are being taxed and regulated out of business and with no one standing up and fighting against that. And you're right. Chicago is a turning around too. People are sick and fed up of Biden and Pritzker policies. And it is time to turn that around. And the only way we can turn that around, if people will show up at the polls. Here in Illinois, we've got 10 days to the primary. Primary is March 19th. Go to BaileyForIllinois.com, subscribe, join our movement, Darren Bailey IL on Twitter, and you'll see the fight that we're putting up. And we're going to win this thing, and we are going to flip D.C. on its head. And I'll be right there with Mary Miller, Matt Gaetz, and anyone else who wants to truly stand up and not be sold out.
The Trump forces in Illinois. Thank you so much, Darren. Fight on. We'll have you back on next week. Get an update on all this.
Thank you so
much,
Scott.
Folks in Illinois, we love you. God bless you, sir. We love you. Is Lindell there? Lindell, you were out in Illinois. Give the War Room Posse a snapshot of all the great patriots got in that in the land of Lincoln there. That's a great state with its MAGA, baby. We got to start flipping these politicians out there.
Yeah, I spent 3 days there with Darren Bailey. What an amazing patriot. And they were all, they were across the board. And I got to, I did, I think, 9 speeches and events in 3 days, and it was just amazing. One of them was right in the heart of Chicago, and they asked everyone in the room, who voted Democrat in the last election? 3/4 of them, and they're all going MAGA, all of them. It's just, I had a great time in Illinois, and these guys, the guy that, the stuff that's down there, the establishment, they've got rhinos down there, too. They've got blockers down there, too. I gave them all my speeches about the blockers we're tired of in this country. And every state's got one. Every county's got one.
So, Lindell, the Supreme Court gets the Riot Act read to them by the president. It never happened in the history of this country. Never happened before the Civil War. Never happened the Great Depression. Never happened. The decorum of the Senate never had. They had the Supreme Court, and he's chewing them out like they're deck semen. Never happened. You're about to visit more problems on the Supreme Court. Just give us we've got a minute or two here before the break. I'm going to hold you. What's going to happen? You're going to go to the Supreme Court this week?
Yeah, this is big, everybody. This is what we've been waiting for. The lawyers gave me this to read there this morning. It's a petition for a writ of certiorari. And this was the case that we started in Arizona for injunctions against the machines across the country. We started with Arizona. It was Mark Fincham and Carrie Lake were the plaintiffs. It's very similar to the Curlin case in Georgia that just went to trial in January. But ours was dismissed on standing and said the claims were speculative. Now that was appealed to the Ninth Circuit in Arizona, and it was affirmed. The lawyers were sanctioning, including Alan Dershowitz, which I had hired for this case. This isn't just some little tinfoil hat case. This is huge. And by law, the law allows us now to bring additional evidence because it was dismissed on standing. So this new evidence is the most explosive evidence ever. Just in the last 2 months, we got this, everybody. The lawyers are excited. The whole world's going to watch us this coming Friday on the steps of the Supreme Court, 3 p.m. We're going to hand deliver this to the world, Steve. It's going to be the biggest thing ever. And we are going to save this country.
Okay, hang on. I want you to stay through break, okay? We got Chris Hoare. We got Mike Lindell. Still go on a Saturday. We're on fire here. Look, folks, if you're this goes to the credit cards, but particularly these taxes, particularly in tax season. If you got issues, you're back, you haven't filed, do not. It's not the end of the world. It's a process. Tax Network USA are there to help you. Go to tnusa.com/Bannon. Make sure you talk to the professionals. Fear not. This is all a process, normal course of business. Just go to Tax Network USA. Do it. Today. Short break. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
By the way, I'm going to get to TikTok on Monday. It's so much going on there. There's going to be a huge vote this week to ban it. Not as great as I want to. It's not what President Trump put up a couple of years ago, which had gotten rid of this thing. This is a weapon. This is an information warfare platform for the Chinese Communist Party. Full stop. At least what they got now would make it a little bit better. I'll get into all the details on Monday. One thing I want to say, and this is what Barnstorm with Lindell. From the example we had in Texas, we went down there. This came from the impeachment. Texas is MAGA country, okay? People just need to work together, and look at the great things that are happening down there right now of turfing these guys out. California is MAGA country. There's MAGA. There's 6 million, there's MAGA people all over the states, more MAGA than 10 of the red states combined. We can't leave those people behind. And they're gonna get up and say, hey, we want to turn this thing around. We want to turn this deal around. Particularly, we're going to get in some of the medical, some of the laws they're trying to put in there are outrageous. We'll get into all that with Naomi Wolf and other local doctors in California next week. But also Illinois. Illinois is MAGA country. These big blue states, it's got plenty of MAGA in it. Two-thirds of the nation is MAGA. 267%. And inside of Chicago, all of it, two-thirds of this country is MAGA. We just have to get the word to them, making sure not just they're awakened, but they understand they have camaraderie, that we got their back, that they can come out and not be tortured and not be shut down and not be deplatformed and debanked. That's what they put the neo-Marxist radical left put the fear of God in people. That's what we're here to do collectively. This is what the world positive. We're not going to let our fellow countrymen be shut down under no circumstances. This country is two-thirds MAGA, two-thirds Trump, two-thirds. When you count them all up. Mike Lindell, they're raving about your barnstorming in Illinois. You got Supreme Court on Friday. Give me some of the names that are going to be there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to cover it nonstop. Before we talk about deals, because people want to hear your deal. They want to hear your deals. Who's going to be there at 3 o'clock on the steps of the Supreme Court?
We're going to have every basically anyone that's had anything to do with the investigating this stuff and all the things like your Ben Cottons, your Walter Dorries, your Pearl Sean Smith. The list goes on and on and on. I want all the media there that they can ask these guys questions, because the evidence we're dropping is the most explosive evidence ever seen in history. By the way, it's never even been talked about, Steve. This is now evidence. This makes evidence in the past look like it was hardly anything. Yeah. It is so explosive. And everyone, you can go to lindellplan.com. The lawyer's going to put everything up there that they can beforehand. But perfect. Then the big case will drop at 3 perfect. O'clock on Friday.
Okay. We're going to cover it wall to wall all week. Every day we're going to be doing a different part of a special. Okay. Cut 2 minutes. Give me some deals. The War Room Posse's hungry for deals. Special exclusives.
Well, guys, this is big. We've got our Percale sheets that, remember I said that they canceled these box stores. The last of our box stores canceled in November. So we have an overstock on these Percale sheets, and their loss is your gain. The queen size, $26.98. These are regular $99.98. These are the best sheets ever. King size, $29.98. You will get all the color sizes. Once these are gone, though, the overstock ones, where they're gone for good. Obviously, we're selling them down to that just for the War Room Posse. Promo code War Room, 800-873-1062. And also, we've got the last of the open box special for the slippers, the War Room Posse, $19.99. Get those first ever open box special. Now, your whole order on MyPillow at the War Room, go to MyPillow.com. All the specials are there. We've got the pillows that we're making every day. The premium pillows we just put on sale for the War Room Posse. with the Giza covers. Those are like $27, $29 for the King. All of these specials for the War Room Posse exclusive. It's Steve, they make it possible so I can go run around states and get out there and do what I want to do, and that's help save our country with all the efforts we're doing out there. And the War Room Posse makes that possible so I can have peace of mind.
MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. MyStore.com, promo code War Room. 800-873-1062. Tell those folks that we're not going to, the operators, we're not going to let the IRS shut them down. Tell you what I got to do, Mike. I got to introduce you to Tax Network. I got to introduce you to Tax Network USA to make sure the IRS doesn't get on your back. Lindell, you're great. You're going to be back on Monday. Every day we're going to do a special segment on the run-up to the 3 p.m. drop at the Supreme Court. Like, the Supreme Court doesn't have enough problems. Mike and Tell's bringing machines to their front door. Like, poor guys get the right act read to them. They get 9-0. First time we've had a united Supreme Court on one of the most controversial issues in the country. Of course, Lindell's going to make their job worse. Mike, Lindell, we got to bounce. Thank you so much, brother. Love you. Love Mike.
I want another 9-0, Steve. I want another 9-0. Two in a row.
You've been promising since August of 2021. We're waiting for it. We're there for you.
All right.
Chris Hoare. The cyber attack, I'm going to get into the cyber attack on Monday and Tuesday, get Ben some specials up here at Gaffney. This thing's shut down. People can't get their drugs. All these little hospitals and medical groups are going out of business. The cyber attack, and the media is not playing it up, but for folks out there in the country, they understand something bad's happening. Tell me what satellite phone store, what solution do you have for folks right now?
Well, Steve, you're right. The attack on Change Healthcare, which is a part of United Healthcare, one of the biggest medical providers in the U.S., was devastating, and is still, you know, the effects are still being felt across the country. And what this is a symptom of a bigger plan to attack the infrastructure of this country, including the cellular networks that we saw all the massive problems with just a few weeks ago, and the power networks. So here at sat123.com, Steve, we want to make sure that everyone is prepared. Satellite phones do not go down when cell phones go down. So satellite phones will keep you connected, and we can also provide you with satellite internet to keep you connected to the internet. Satellite phones right now at sat123.com are free with activation, Steve. That's saving you up to $2,000, and you're paying just from $85 a month, you'll get 100 minutes a month, and if those minutes don't get used, they roll over. But look, if you don't think we're under attack, then you're not paying attention. These networks are being attacked by North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran, and everyone else who hates this country. So you have to be prepared, and now is the time. The free satellite phone will keep you connected no matter where you go on Earth, no matter what is happening on the ground. Even if the power networks are out and the cell towers are down, you're going to be able to stay in communication and keep your family and your friends safe and keep your business operating.
Listen to Chris Hoare. If you don't think we're under attack, you're not paying attention. Real quickly, Chris, where do people go again?
They call us at 941-955-1020. That's 941-955-1020. We'll go to sat123.com. That's sat123.com. We're open 24 hours, and we will hook you up.
24 hours. If you don't think we're under attack, you're not paying attention. Real America's Voice coverage of President Trump's rally in Rome, Georgia starts at 4 p.m. I'll be up on Getter and Rumble. 5 p.m. I think is the rally. 4 p.m. coverage starts. Be here. See you Monday. For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China and medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct. Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of five prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit jacemedical.com. That's Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to Jase Medical. That's one word, JASEmedical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jase, JASEmedical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show. You can break, you can take action and break that problem by going to Jase Medical and get your Jase case today. Action, action, action. .com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. Warroom Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.